We finished Dosh. The next malacha is Zora. Zora is a pretty short malacha. Zora means winnowing. What they did was they took the grain with the chaff on it and they threw it into the wind, and the wind separated the light chaff and blew it away and left the grain that still needed to be further separated from impurities, but left the grain separate. So that's called winnowing. So there's a machlokas between the Bavli and Yerushalmi what exactly the malach of winnowing is. From the Bavli, it seems that winnowing is like separating, like borer, right? Borer and merakeid and zorer are all really similar things. They all are to separate good from bad, or bad from good. Just the manner which you do it. One is done by the wind, one is done by, shaking a kli, and one is done by different kinds of kelim. Different kinds of sifters or separators or the wind. So Zora is just a process of separating good from bad, right? It also has a difference with Borer. Borer is where you separate the good from the bad, and the good is completely good, and the bad is separated off completely. Here, you're separating better from worse. You're taking away the chaff, which you don't want at all, but now you have the grain that's still mixed with impurities and has to go through a further process. It's another difference between Borer and Zora. But basically, it's an idea of using the wind to separate good from bad. That's Zora. The Yerushalmi seems to say that Zora is a different malacha completely. It's scattering things by using the wind. And the malacha is not separation, but scattering. And if you scatter something with the wind, that's a problem. And according to most opinions, this malacha only applies with gedulei karka, with things that grew from the ground or the products of things that grew from the ground. But things that don't grow from the ground, right, or not ground itself, that would apply also to earth, or to things that grow from the ground, or products that were made from things that grow to the ground, that is gedulei karka. But something that didn't grow from the ground at all, like water, regular water, would not go into this cloud. So now, if it's talking about separating, so what you wouldn't be allowed to do is to use either natural wind or artificial wind to separate anything good from bad, bad from good. So you couldn't blow, you had the peanuts with that thin shell on them, which can be blown away. You wouldn't be allowed to blow away the thin shell off the peanuts on Shabbos. That's like Borer. And it's Zora because you're using wind power to do it, and it doesn't make a difference if it's natural wind, if you throw it into the natural wind, or you create a wind with your mouth and blow it away. That would be the extent of these kind of Isurim, and anything similar to that. Blowing something you don't want off of something you do want, right, or exposing it to the wind, so the wind will blow it off, that's the malacha. But stop scattering things in the air where there's no separation, according to the Bavli, would not be usher. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, says you can't spit into the wind. Now, spit is considered gedulei karka because a human being is considered gedulei karka. Human beings are considered like they grow from the ground because the hukash lekarkol, so they're considered like land. Human beings, we come from the ground, we're considered like ground. So a human being wouldn't be allowed to spit into the wind, because the wind then scatters the spittle. Now, there are other opinions that say that that's not what the Yerushalmi is talking about, because it's hard to understand what malacha there is in scattering the spittle in the ground to the wind. Some say that the idea is that you are separating it. You're separating from you. You don't want it to get on your clothing. So you're spitting it into the air to keep it off of you. So it still has to have that idea where you want it scattered, because you don't want it to be where it is, so it's separating it from where it could be. If you didn't put it into the wind, you don't want it to be where it is. So there's an idea of separating. You want the spittle not to fall on you. You want to take chametz, erev Pesach, and throw it into the wind so it's not around you, so you're not over the issur. So it's all to try to get it away, separate it from a place, from a matzav. That's also called separation. Even though you're not separating it from anything that's mixed in with. Okay, but that's how some learn this malach and Yerushalmi, that it's not just scattering. Just scattering for the sake of scattering is nothing. Scattering where you want to keep it away from something else. So that limits it a little bit more. But they bring down that because it's not clear what this Yerushalmi means, and it could mean that just scattering things that grew from the ground, or a product of things that grow from the ground, are taka, what's it called, osir. So therefore they bring down a few different possibilities that this would apply. One, like we said, spitting into the wind, where the spittle is scattered by the wind. Or to take a tablecloth with crumbs, obviously things that grew from the ground, right, and shake it into the wind. There it's even worse, because you want to separate the crumbs from the tablecloth. So even though there's no separation in the crumbs themselves, but that second concept of separating the thing and getting it away from where it is does apply. It's even more. And then if using the wind to separate it, that would be awesome.
They don't both have to be Gidulei Karka?
What do you mean both?
No.
Just the thing that you're scattering has to be Gidulei Karka. Because the issue of Zohar, even according to this idea, is the idea that you're scattering the thing in the wind. The only thing is that if you're separating from something else, that's fine.
So that's not similar to what was in the Mishkan.
Why?
Mishkan was...
not everything has to be Gedulei Karka, like it was in the Mishkan also. It's only where it's significant. So it could be the thing that you're scattering had to be significant from Gedulei Karka. The thing you're scattering it from, they didn't consider it significant enough that was Gedulei Karka. So it applies to everything.
This is also another concept, like we have by Bora or Meraki, that they have to be intertwined somehow.
No. If you hold that it's not the concept, it's not like Bora. It's not Bora at all. It's a different malacha completely.
Yeah,
right. No, it's not even similar because it's not right. It's not something that's a ma'urav.
Right.
It's not separating from a mixture. It's scattering something where there's an idea of getting the thing that's scattered away from where it is. That's all. Not. But it's not scattering in order to separate. That's the bavli. Scattering with the wind to separate. Okay. Another thing: throwing confetti into the wind. The confetti paper is Gedulei Karka. So it would also be something that L'cha'ora would be Aser. Or scattering bird feed, throwing it into the wind where it's scattered. But also, you want it to be scattered around so the birds, you know, can get it not just in one place. That also would be Aser. Okay, the question now is, what about using spray cans? Deodorant, right? So when you press the thing, it scatters into the air. So most of the things aren't Gedulei Karka that comes from a spray can. But let's say it would be Gedulei Karka, okay? Or there would be ingredients in there that are Gedulei Karka, right? Things that come from things that grew from the ground, liquids that come from fruits or vegetables or things like that, or wood or whatever, right? A lot of alcohols come from wood. So let's say that it would be something, right, that would be spread by the wind. Is that also or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says, for various reasons, but one of them is that Zohar, even according to this Yerushalmi, is only where the wind scatters the thing. But if it's scattered in some other way, not from the wind, then that's not the issue. So either the wind or fake wind, right? But here, it's not air that scatters the thing. What happens is the air pressure forces the liquid through a small nozzle, and that scatters it. So it's the liquid itself going through the nozzle under pressure that scatters it, not the wind. It's not like where you blow something and it scatters. Here, what's scattering the things is the wind itself. That's like Zohar. But here, it's not the wind that's scattering it. It's the fact that it's being pushed through pressure through this little nozzle that scatters it. So it's not the wind that's scattering it, it's the pressure that's scattering it, and that's not Doma to Zohar at all. Therefore, he holds all spray cans are okay. However, aerosols are okay. And therefore, also a vaporizer, cold water vaporizer, which scatters water, right? Even if you hold that, you don't need Gedulei Karka, right? Or you use some kind of mixture in the vaporizer that's Gedulei Karka, it makes no difference. Because a vaporizer, how does it scatter the droplets of water? Not by the wind, by centrifugal force. It spins around, and it throws the thing out into the air, and it's scattered, not by the air. It's scattered by the force of the turning thing. So it has nothing to do with the wind. The wind is not the thing that scatters it. If you learn like the Yerushalmi, then it's not an idea of separation. It's an idea of scattering with the wind, and the wind is significant. And if it's not the wind, it's not the malach at all. There is a kind of spray thing, though, that would be awesome. And that's called a venturi tube. It's the place where you see it most often is by paint or by these things where they have for your car wash. What they have is two tubes that lead into a thing that spreads something. One, the liquid comes in, and the other one, air, goes in, and the air, spreads the thing. It's not that the air pressures it, and because it comes out of a small spout, that it disperses, but the air itself disperses it, right? It's pressurized air that comes in contact with the liquid, and when the two meet, that's when it spreads. So it's the air that spreads the thing. That will be awesome. But it's not the air that's causing the spreading. The air just forces the thing through the nozzle. It's the nozzle that's causing the spreading. Or it's a centrifugal force of a vaporizer that causes the spreading. There is no issur at all. So the only things that could be usur on Shabbos is either blowing psolis off of ochel, which is what the Bavli is, and out chumra, to be choshish, for this Yerushalmi, in case there is such a Yerushalmi, anything where you're scattering something that grew from the ground by use of either the wind or your breath, right, that will be also awesome. But if it's not any of those, it's not scattering with the wind, and it's not separating, then there's no problem. So anything that doesn't fit into either of these two categories is already mutter.
So why is it also to throw food to birds?
Because, no, to throw it out where you're just throwing it on the ground, right, besides the fact that maybe you're not allowed to feed the birds. But let's assume they're allowed to feed, okay, the your pigeons or whatever that are in your own little bird cage. That's not awesome. We're talking about where you throw it into the wind and the wind scatters it all around. You want it to be scattered more than you can throw it. So you throw it into the wind and the wind scatters it. That would be awesome. But if you just throw it on the ground, right, and the wind has no effect on it at all, right, that's not awesome. You can throw things where there's no wind and scatter them by throwing them. Because there the wind isn't significant at all in how far it's getting scattered, right? Because it's only your force that did it. That's more like the aerosol can. But where there is a wind, and the wind takes it and moves it farther than you would have done with your throwing it, that's what's awesome. If it doesn't go farther than you would have thrown it with your own hand, right, then the wind is not significant at all, then that's not soda. Yeah.
Is that actually
it's not clear. Some hold that yes, because the Bavli seems to say that Zora and Borer are the same malach, just different utensils. According to Yushalmi, it says nothing that's not the same idea of malach at all. It's not separation at all. It's a different concept completely.
And we're holding like the
Yerushalmi? No, so we're saying that since there's no place in the Bavli that specifically says not like the Yerushalmi, it says that this is together, but maybe the Bavli also holds that the Yerushalmi is also another told or whatever. It's not clear, so there's a place to be machmer and be choshish for the Yerushalmi. But since it's pretty clear from our Gemara that that's not how our Gemara learned this malach at all, right, and therefore it would be an argument, and then we should go with the Bavli, not the Yerushalmi, it's only a chumra. To be machmer, to be choshish for the Yerushalmi. But the halach is probably either like the Bavli, or that some say, or Hashulch and others, that the Yerushalmi is not even talking about spinning into the wind out Zohar. It's talking where you spin into the wind and it takes it 4 amas into Rosh Hashanah, and it's mavir. Right? Different malacha completely. And it says a mistake. It shouldn't say Zohar, it should say Zohreik, with a kuf. Except the kuf and the hay look very similar. So somewhere along the line, somebody left off the end of the kuf, and it became Zohar and became a new sheet.
It wouldn't also seem like from something, that you hold
as Zohar as Mekar. Mekar of a Ruach, right. Yeah, but there is a Bach who says that if you do that on Shabbos or Yom Tov, like if Erev Shabbos falls on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos falls on Shabbos, impossible. Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, right? If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, then it's an Issa D'Oraisa to be Mefar of Zora
L'Ruach. Isn't that what it's brought
down? What?
Isn't it brought down?
Not necessarily. There's two different opinions. If they bring a Raya from those Achronim or Rishonim that say that if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, one of the H's, instead of burning it, is to be Mefar of Zora L'Ruach. But that's a Balamor. But others say no, that what's it called, that if you do that on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, you're Chayv Issa D'Oraisa. Seems like they do hold like this Yerushalm. So there's different sources, Mamish, in this thing, whether that would be Asur or there's a Raya that it's Mutter, because it says Beferish that you could do it. So it's Shiloh. But there's no place that it says Beferish in the Gemara that you could do it on Shabbos. There's a Balamor and a Bach who talk argue each other.